This is Joe Holmquist reporting from Tipton, Iowa in the United States with a special report totally ripped off from a story in The Onion. With the invasion of Iraq underway, Janet Sensenbrenner, 54, of Tipton, a homemaker and mother of three, responded yesterday by whipping up some of her famous war pie.
"Anytime there is an invasion, I get down the mixing bowls and make a sweet, delicious war pie. In fact, I usually go ahead and make two, because the first one always disappears in a flash. A U.S. military action in the Middle East just wouldn't be the same without it."
Next Monday, Sensenbrenner plans to take a war pie to the Cedar County Clerk's office, where she works as a secretary, just as she did during the 2001 invasion of Afghanistan. She described the gesture as a nice way to boost people's spirits for the difficult times ahead, as well as a chance to show off her baking skills.
"War pie is so rich, you couldn't eat it all the time, but it's okay to overlook calories every few years when the U.S. bombs Kosovo, Afghanistan, Sudan, Bosnia, or whatever."
The recipe has been handed down in Sensenbrenner's family for generations.
"The tradition goes back many years. I got the recipe from my mom. It's still as gooey and delicious as it was back when Truman sent troops to the Korean Peninsula."
War pie is not the only military-themed dish Sensenbrenner has made over the years.
"I made skirmish custard when we invaded Grenada and police action potato chip casserole when we went into Panama for General Noriega. Even my hubby, Doug, got into the action with his airstrikes against Libya waffles."
For all the desserts Sensenbrenner has concocted, her traditional war pie remains the family's all-time favorite. According to Janet, making a truly delicious war pie is a skill that cannot be learned from a book, but rather from years of practice.
"I'm thinking it was the Bay of Pigs when I first saw my mother make war pie, but it might have been Vietnam. At any rate, it just seems like only yesterday."
During the 1991 Gulf War, Sensenbrenner repeated the touching scene with her own daughter.
"Heather and I were peeling fruit at the sink, and CNN was on in the next room talking about bombing Baghdad. Butter was up to $5 a pound that year, but there was no way I was going to substitute margarine. A war pie wouldn't be a war pie without real butter. Why, today Heather is a junior at Iowa State University. She called the other day and was so disappointed to hear that she was missing out on war pie. I promised to bake another one the next time she's home for the weekend. They're expecting this whole Iraq thing to be over in a matter of weeks, so I told her she better get home quick."